We are back again with another episode of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. I am CDJ. Joining me is JB Huskers. JB, how are you?
Good. How's it going?
Good. We're back again. Third episode since the announcement of EA Sports College Football coming back. A lot of people, when it came out, obviously we had a lot of hype, a lot of praise, rightfully so. However, like we mentioned in the first show back, there was kind of an undercurrent of, gosh, I really hope it's not like Madden. Which kind of got us thinking, well, it's not all bad that Madden exists. Obviously, it helps with the gameplay to bring that over, to have a solid base for the game. Obviously, it's going to need some adjustments for college football, but it helps. They have a lot of features, a big feature set with it. They can bring some of those things over. So we thought, what if we were to take the features in Madden 21, some that were added just for this year and some that came in since NCAA Football 14 was canceled, and you know, which of those features with the community, in our opinion, how would they rank them? How would they like to see them brought over? You know, what order? So we came up with the Madden 21 feature draft. Our rule, we're asking first, what features or features would the community want to see make the move in year one of college football from Madden to the new college football title? We're going to base it on the feature making a one-to-one change from NFL to college, not on any modifications or what-if scenarios. Well, if they did this, it would rank here. No, we're going to say if they take it as is and scan it for college, for example, and change it just for the college game, how would the community want that in the game? You know, was that a top feature they want in the game, or is it one of those things they could live without? So first, let's go through the field, JB. And let's remind the people, if it's been a while since they played the game, NCAA Football 14. Let's go through the features real quick. Coaching carousel and online dynasty, of course, very important. That's probably the biggest feature in the game. Home field advantage. It's one of those things that Madden's never had, as great as the stadiums look. No home field advantage. So that's got to be a sore spot for Madden fans to hear that, to think about how that's never been touched. Mascot mashup, not exactly the most highly requested feature, but but fun at times and people did enjoy it. Online dynasty, I always ask the crown jewel, I would say, of all the sports titles, really. Play now, the most basic feature there is, really. Road to glory, the single player mode. Season, basically just obviously one season of dynasty, don't have to worry about recruiting. The stadium sounds feature, that never made its way to Madden. Another sore subject probably for Madden fans. Team builder, in its day, was kind of a basic thing, but it was relatively in-depth at the same time. Another feature that never made its way to Madden. And Ultimate Team. It was a very basic Ultimate Team in NCAA Football 14, which is probably the way a lot of people like it. But it was fun in NCAA Football 14. Did you play much, JB, getting to see some new legends in there?
Yeah, I played a fair amount of it back in the college football days there. Though back then, I probably played more Ultimate Team then than I do now. Now I don't really play it at all. Probably been 2 years running now that I've just not even touched it. Maybe give it another try again on college if it came back to it, which I'm going to guarantee it's going to because it's their cash cow.
Yep. So let's go through what we determined as the Madden NFL 21 features. And some of these, obviously, they were added between NCAA Football 14 and Madden 21. We're just going to fly through these and give a brief summary and maybe talk about a few that stand out. First, accessibility options. Over the last couple of years, EA has been really, really excelled at adding more features for players who might be, for example, colorblind, some voice narration in some spots, control options, customization, just things like that to make the game more friendly for users. Obviously, play now, that's expected in a given, and we'll explain those two features we are considering givens. They will be in the game in EA Sports College Football, whatever year that's, 23 or 24, they're going to be in there, so we're not even going to rank those. They will be excluded from our list. But then we go on to face of the franchise, a single-player story mode. Each last few years has had college teams included as you build up your player. Another big one, file editing and sharing. This is one that's going to be really interesting for us to rank. This is one that as Madden has it now, you can share draft classes. You can share offensive and defensive playbooks. That is one that NCAA football never quite had to this same extent. So I think that's going to be high on the list, but we'll come back and talk about it in a minute. Dynamic goals, the franchising game. In my opinion, the idea is solid. The execution is not. It doesn't make sense to, in a big drive to, for example, you have to get it to your number one wide receiver or number two wide receiver in this spot when realistically the big goal is just get the damn touchdown. JB, what are your thoughts on those dynamic goals briefly? Do you like, dislike, where do you stand on them?
I think over time they've gotten better and made sense. A lot of them have been tailored to what you need to do, just simply get a first down or eat up a minute at the end of the game, at least those have been tailored to fit. I think the other 3.5 quarters, it kind of lacks really what you need to do. It seems random. It doesn't seem like it doesn't seem like it's in the flow of the game, really.
Right. I would agree with that. It seems like it picks the game. It's not going on game flow. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, and half the time I just ignore them.
I do as well. And I think the community is kind of the same way. But we'll talk about that when we go to rank these. Game styles. This is an interesting one. If you don't know what that is, you can pick whether you want your game style to be arcade, simulation, or competitive. And depending on what you pick, you know, simulation tries to rely mainly on the ratings, competitive. I think it mainly, you know, you are the one that has to excel with your own skills, and arcade more allows more big plays. A halftime show. I know the college football fans and NC football fans always wanted something like this. Personally, I'm not sure that what Madden has is exactly what they want, but the idea is solid key moments, which allows you to just kind of hop in the big plays. We'll talk about that more when we get to it. That's one that's always, I don't say controversial, but the idea is really solid. Licensed music in the menus. This is one that I wanted to throw in because NC football, I believe 06 had it. It lasted 1 year before reverting back to college fight songs. That was one I think is going to be really low on the list, but I still wanted to throw it in to see if other people agree or disagree. Next gen stats. This is something that only appeared in the next gen version of the game. Next gen play call. The play call system went back to a horizontal layout, and I personally like it, but it does need tweaks for college, and we'll get to that. Opening video. Let's talk about this one, JB. This is one that when the EA Sports College Football was announced on February 2nd, I noticed that day our traffic on our YouTube channel for the previous opening videos and in NCAA football, say 11 and 12, shot through the roof. But people heard that the game was coming back. They went back and wanted to watch those old videos, which were fantastic. I know some people argue it's, you know, if you see them once or twice, you don't really watch them. And I think historically for most sports video games, that's probably the case. But NCAA football did such a good job, in my opinion, and I think the community's opinion, with 11 and 12, for example, that they're pretty iconic. And that's not a phrase I like to throw around a lot. I don't like using that word when it doesn't fit. But those are so, so darn good. And that's a lot of the comments, the YouTube comments after February 2nd were, all right, who's watching this in 2021? Or guess what? It's coming back. JB, what are your thoughts on opening video? And I will say, give me your thoughts on NCAA footballs and also what you think of Madden's this year. I would like to know what you think of this one.
Well, Madden's, I just skip all the time and just go into the opening. But in college, I probably most of the time skip as well, but it's more important for college because of all the traditions for all the schools and everything. I think there's not really much for tradition for pro football. They're coming out of the tunnel. If you watch NFL Network, you know what I'm talking about. It is a lot more meaningful and a lot more impactful on college football than it is in Madden.
I agree with that. A Pro Bowl. Now, to do the one-to-one, as we mentioned in our rules, I had to make it a one-to-one, that would probably be like a college all-star game. So maybe for our example, we'll just say the Reese Senior Bowl. I know there's other games, but we'll just say that's probably the most licensed and recognizable one. User-controlled celebrations. Now, NC Football 09, I believe, added those where at least on scores, you could press, I believe, triangle, and it would, I know for UCF, you do the hand, you know, the UCF, Miami with the U. There'd be several of them, but whereas Madden now over the last couple of years have incorporated where after any big play, basically you can pick it. I have my thoughts on the way they did that, but we'll get to that a little later. Superstar KO was added last year.
Let's stop for a second. Yes. I know you want that lasso celebration back in.
Okay, let's talk about celebrations a minute here. NC08 had some terrible ones. They played on their own. You didn't manually pick them. Just some animations that played and they were silly. They were over the top. And that's fine. It's a video game. I get it.
You playing want that lasso one back though.
Playing Madden 21 the other night and thinking about, you know, preparing for the draft, the feature draft that we're doing right now. There are so many of those selectable celebrations that I think are just not very good. And just the way it's executed, when you go in and there's a signature, to me, signature means like that is what that player is known for. Mm-hmm. First off, there's not a ton of, I know most players have, you know, something, but there's only a few that are truly like recognizable to the mainstream and to the masses. You know, just the way they do some of those on there, I wish it was more organic. I wish that it was cleaned up, but like I said, we'll talk about it later. The Superstar KO, I played this for maybe a couple weeks last year when it came out, and kind of when I dropped it, I never went back, and I don't think I ever played it this year. JB, did you ever give it much of a chance in 20 or 21?
Never touched it.
Well, there's going to be a deep conversation on that feature. Superstar X-Factors and Superstars. This is an interesting one because I think the idea is really solid in terms of finding another way to differentiate players. But I know a lot of Madden fans would tell you they don't like it. They some of the phrases I've seen mentioned online are it makes them play like superheroes. It makes them play like the Avengers. It makes them just over the top. It's tough. Well, I know we said we're going to do a one-to-one comparison.
Well, if they don't make them overpowered, it's actually a good system. It's kind of cool because you can actually progress someone into those roles that wasn't in it the previous season.
Right.
It's pretty cool. There's some cool aspects to it that if you could make it more in-depth where it's more, you know, there's more in-depth things that you can do to earn your way towards that X factor. You know, if college could do some things that are a little more in depth, they could really have something here.
Now don't violate the rules. We can't do what ifs. We're doing one to one.
I'm going to do a what if.
But I know what you're saying. It's to me, it's one of those things that if we just describe the basics,
yeah,
it's a great feature, but the execution has left a lot of people kind of, it makes us want to do well. If they did this well,
yeah.
For what we're doing, we don't want to do that. But I understand your point. The idea is really solid. I just don't know how when you have limitations in the pros, what is it, the NFL, there's in Madden, they only have, what is it, 50 X factors? I mean, they have a number, and they stick to it. They don't want to have the game flooded with them. So they try to put restrictions in. But it's one of those, when you're talking about 130 schools, you know, Alabama's half their roster is going to be an X factor or superstar. And then when you play, you know, a run-of-the-mill school, they're going to have a handful. But
they
I suppose
not have any.
Right. So realistically, I mean, but if that's the way it is, that's the way it is. The yard. Did you play much of the yard, JB? It's one of those on paper. I love the idea.
A little bit, but to be honest, I think they did way too much reskinning of NBA Live for a lot of the,
right.
A lot of the graphical, and a lot of the content outside of gameplay was a reskin of Live. And I didn't like that, but
right.
There were some okay parts to it, but it never really captured my attention for too long.
It's one of those that when I heard it, I thought, okay, I'll play this quite a bit. I played the one and Live Run a bunch in NBA Live, and then I played this. And for some reason,
you didn't want to get your SpongeBob butt wrap.
No, at least not in game. But it's one of those that I just defensively, I don't know why I'm so god awful terrible at it. To me, the games are not as quick and fast paced as I thought they'd be. And there's no depth. They copied NBA Live in that regard because, like, on its surface, it's fine, but there's no depth. And that was the problem with, in my opinion, with the one and the Live Run mode, was that you're just playing the games over and over to get new uniforms. You're not really playing to be competitive with your friends. You always had to, on your own, build your own league or stat tracking or all those features. It wasn't built in. You know, when you have a game that has esports and you have a game that has online franchise or online dynasty, but yet you don't have anything competitive with the yard or Superstar KO, then what's the point?
Yeah, it's much like Face the Franchise. You get a good start to it and then it's completely boring, no story. Mm-hmm. You know, all the story is up front, and then you're just going through the motions and progressing, and there's not much depth to it after that. And it's like they try to put everything up front to reel you in, but then they give you no reason to really keep you there.
Right. It's like they had a great idea for the beginning of a story and then it fades. And that's what a lot of these modes are. Like on the surface, they're cool. But then after you put, I'd say 10 to 20 hours in, it gets way repetitive way too quickly. And finally, Ultimate Team. And this is really interesting because if an NCAA football fan only played that title and didn't play many or any other sports title since, they probably don't have a lot of feelings about Ultimate Team. But if you're someone who's played a lot of sports titles, you're either love or hate Ultimate Team, because people either get really addicted to it or they think, and conversely, you could have the same opinion. You could love it, but also think that EA and 2K with My Team, or maybe even MLB The Show with Diamond Dynasty, that's all they care about. That's community perception. A lot of times you'll see with MUD, especially, that quote, it's all they care about. When there's a big issue or bug, you know, it feels like he gets rectified in Ultimate Team in a matter of hours. Whereas Madden has had issues where franchise mode goes online franchise goes down for days. Well, MUD's never going down for days. And I know some would say, well, MUD for the most part is almost all online and server based, and franchise is a combination. But or online franchise is a combination, but you can see where people get pretty frustrated and they're very polarized on this mode. This is going to be a tough one to rank. What are your thoughts on Ultimate Team, JB, real quick?
I used to play it all the time. I used to spend a lot of money on it, and it just became not worth it anymore, and I quit playing it cold turkey about 2 years ago.
So the last few years, I used to play the opening missions a lot, but then even in 21, I didn't touch it. I think 19 and 20, I played the heck out of the opening, didn't put any money in, then just drop it after I get in with the quick missions, because I feel like I got to the point where I couldn't compete really anymore without buying, and I didn't want to buy. So
I would play all season long. I'd even buy because I enjoyed it for a while, but then... Next year comes out and you get, you spent like $200, and what do you get? You get like a 80 overall player. Wow. You get like one guy, you know,
right.
Yeah. Start all over, and it just gets worse and worse every year.
Mm-hmm.
Just got tired of it and I don't miss it.
So what we're going to do here is we're going to rank these, and we've already agreed before the show that Franchise Online Dynasty is the number one feature that NCAA football fans of the past and college football are going to want to see in year one. As we mentioned, when we went through the field, we're going to exclude accessibility options and exhibition play now. We feel that those are a given to be in. They're not worth the time to rank. Yes, Ultimate Team is a given to be in. We both agree on that. But where it ranks in the community list, I think that's where we're going to be struggling a little bit. So I want to mention, first off, if you're watching this on YouTube, I'm going to put the field in the comments. And if you go to the Gaming Tailgate on our forums, I'm going to put the list of the field. If you guys get time, I'd love to see your ranking, to see how it compares to our final ranking, to see where we feel the community is going to rank all these features. So JB, let's go back and look at the field here. Is there anything you think flies and stands out in your mind at number two, that should be number two behind Franchise, which is realistically for college football, it's going to be Online Dynasty. And when we can, even if you want, if you think something is a middle tier feature, we can go put that in the rankings just to have a baseline, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. That way everything else is okay. Is it above or below this? Is it above or below that? Because right now everything's below Online Dynasty. I feel there's no doubt about that.
I think obviously number two is going to be file editing and sharing. If it's allowed to edit rosters, if you can edit teams, you know.
We're not going to do the what if, JB. That's your second strike.
Well, you know, it's file editing. That. It's file. You're talking about file editing and sharing. Those are file editing and sharing. So we're talking about file editing and sharing, and you can do that in Madden.
Right.
So we don't know if you can do that in C. So we are. This is 1-1. So this isn't a strike. So you take that strike back.
Okay.
Because you can edit the names, you can edit the ratings, you can edit everything on a player.
Right. And I think we need to treat it as you can do it. I think
so. If you can do that on college, yeah.
No, I agree with you. I think we need to leave it as is. We're going to say, I realize like legally they may not have a roster share, but guess what? That's not the community's problem. EA wants our money. We're not trying to get their money. So if we're saying that we feel the community thinks that file editing and sharing is number two, well then by goodness it is. And we're going to put it as that. So it's just going on the list. So we're going to put that on there. I mean, I agree with you. I think that's clearly the number two, because one thing I wanted to note, and I mentioned it briefly when we did the going through the field, is that in Madden, you can do editable draft classes. So the 1-1 from NFL to college would be editable recruiting classes. And in the past, in the franchise, Nancy football, you could always edit some recruits, but there was always guys who said, you need to let us edit all the recruits, or, you know, more than 25. So if you could edit that as well, I mean, and share your offensive and defensive custom playbooks, how cool is all that?
Yeah, because you weren't really able to edit recruits in college football, were you?
In some years you could, and some years you could not. But I remember on the PS2 days, I think it was only like 25 or 50. I remember some guys in the forums, like I believe Texco T, and if it's not him, he's going to get credit. I remember one year we went through and made what he thought were the top players and recruits, and guys would borrow it. He would type them up on the forums and guys would go put it in the game so they could recruit real life recruits. So, I mean, but obviously the next gen version is to be able to share all that. That would be phenomenal. Okay. So we got that one done, JP. Madden has updated playbooks. I don't know if we talked about that in the field, but it's in our big field. I don't know if the community ever felt they really took advantage of that. I know it would be great for college, because especially when you get new coaches and new staffs.
It's going to be more important in college than it is in pro because styles are so much different. It doesn't feel like there's much of a difference in Madden with playbook. But you saw it in 14 with Nevada running the pistol, Navy running the option. You saw those differences because they even had differences in they had those classes. They had West Coast offense and they had all sorts of things that did differentiate the playbooks. So where you could build out a base and then you could add your own from there. So it's more important in college than Madden. Plus it's going to be more noticeable.
Right. So let's maybe put the updated playbooks at 3. I mean, we can always adjust and tweak, but for the sake of getting through a show in less than 8 hours,
I will always adjust and tweak, but
we're going to put updated playbooks. And I realized I did not have that in the field screen. So I will also update that here in a second, but let's come back here and we're going to put that for now at 3. Do you think superstar X factors and superstars would be good at 4? I think as of now it is, I can also see face of the franchise being up there pretty high, a single player story mode. Part of the appeal of that in Madden is that you got to play high school and college football, which you could not do. I'm not sure if it was solely NFL single player career mode, if it'd be very high. But if you start doing the 1-to-1, you got to think that would be being a high school player and going over.
A lot of people played that too in the college football days.
Yeah, they liked Road to Glory. Let's put that.
A lot of people loved the old girlfriend.
That's right. Back in the old days.
Getting your getting the upgraded girlfriend as you get better.
Which now I don't think today you could get away with that. I don't think that would.
No, but that was still funny.
That stands for single player story mode. If anybody gets confused, namely me. And I think we could, and we might go back later and review. I think 3 and 4 might be able to get swapped, but at the same time, I know when I always rank things, in my mind, I always view like the top few items are kind of interchangeable. Like there's no real argument. It's just that, hey, 3 and 4 are pretty damn close to each other. Just for the sake of picking one, it's weird. I've never liked the Madden play call until the next gen play call, but I will say it's not perfect. For example, like doing some of your formation or package subs is buried. It's going to have to be resurfaced, you know, or just really surfaced for college football. I do like a lot the way you run plays for specific players. You can get personnel, play types. I do like the way they've surfaced that. Do you agree or disagree?
Hell, I didn't even know you could do subs through the playbook.
It's buried. I stumbled across it the other night. Yeah, so I mean, it needs work, but I like it better than last gen Madden.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of times where I'd want to sub in a backup running back. Cause like, that's one thing in Madden. Like there is no running back fatigue at all in Madden right now. That play call screen is cool though. I don't know if it's just for the sake of time to not have to flip through, just constantly flip through a playbook and try to find something. I just do coaches' suggestions. That's kind of what I do most of the time in Madden. But I also, you know, I like what they did with Madden and also where you could double tap it and make that play favorite as well.
Yeah.
So that, you know, and then you can hit your R1 if you don't like it. Like, hey, screw you, I ain't putting, you know. Hit your R1, go to formations, or, you know, if you want to find, you know, or you want to take a knee and it's not, you know, there's a lot of times where it's programmed to not take a knee because the CPU still has timeouts left, but you're blowing them out. So you have to go find a way to take a knee there. So the next gen play call screen is definitely better, especially with the way they do the tabs. It was a little weird to get used to looking at it, but you get used to it eventually. I think it was really well done.
That's for the sake of it. I'm going to think for the next one. And we can always adjust these. Those of you watching us or listening who are thinking, boy, these guys, this is dumb. By the end of the show, we're probably going to be adjusting a lot of these. I think superstar X factors and superstars has to be pretty high. Because I think the level of, if it helps accentuate rosters and players and play styles and helps with these teams and helps, you know, Alabama go from being really good to a juggernaut, for example, I would put that pretty high. Would you agree with that? That probably deserves to be up here pretty high.
Let's take a look at the old list there.
Would game styles possibly up here too? I just don't know if college football fans are.
Nah.
I know they mentioned it, but I think the way to make the board star player stand out would be higher.
Nah, I think you're right on that for the next one.
Okay. Superstar X factors and stars. Game styles at 7. I know it's one of those that probably needs to be tweaked and edited for the NCAA football or college football fan, but we're not doing the tweaks or what ifs. I think they want the stuff. They want it to be where if they want to be more arcade style. They can, if they want it to be competitive or sim, they can. I would say game style is next, JB. Would you agree with that?
That, yeah. Cause you know, a lot of people sometimes just like to have it wide open with arcade, but a lot of people, some practice for esports. So you can have the sim, the esports, there, some like the sim for a little more of a challenge. So, and I think they, you know, I think Madden does do a good job with that. I think you do have a more of a feeling of it being wide open and arcade. Sim is made, makes it a little tougher. The CPU is a lot tougher on sim, you know, and I can't remember what the esports one's called. Is it competition maybe?
Yeah, competition.
I don't play on that. I don't play on that one as much anymore. I've played on sim and arcade a lot the last couple of years though, and I've noticed a good difference between the two. So it's well done here. So I think it would be definitely something people would want on NCAA football.
I think just because it's the first year of esports college football being back, I would propose that an opening video is number 8. In a traditional year, I think it'd be lower, but since it being the first year back, I think people, when they put in that disc or fire up the game off their hard drive, they are going to want to see something epic. They are going to want to see something that gets them fired up and ready to run through a brick wall.
And NCAA has done that before, where Madden really hasn't done it, where you're like, oh, instead this year, it's a song that I just cannot wait to skip past.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up when I said we got into this. I like what Madden's done in the past with their opening video. And I'm not one, you know me, I don't get too upset or worked up over music. If it's something I like, all types of music, I'm not going to rip on somebody else's style of music or selection. I just think that song does not fit at all.
It's annoying.
Yeah, I just, it does not fit with what they're trying to do. It does not fit with the game. It does not fit with video gaming.
And hearing it over and over and over when you're starting up a game even makes it worse.
Right. I cannot hit that button fast enough. I will never start the game up and leave the room. When I start that game up, I wait till I get in a position to where I can hit X to get to that main menu because I don't want to hear it. So we're going to say opening video, which I know in a traditional year, that's going to be way overrated. But I think first year back, I think people are going to really expect an epic, epic video to start off the game. Okay, JB, this is one now.
Tap that sign.
Well, we're not going to tap the sign the first year back if Notre Dame's not in. We just talked about that in the last show. They're not.
Screw
if they're not there. I'd almost lean towards something fun like user-controlled celebrations. I think that's where college, you have more traditions with it, whereas Madden, you have maybe the player-specific ones, and you have the crowd ones, which are cool, and the team ones, which are cool. But in college football, you have a lot of team-specific things. I would lean towards that here. And I said, maybe once we get the rest of the list typed up, maybe we'll say, oh, no, something's way too low. But yeah, right now, that's right. That's where I kind of lean towards, the user-controlled celebrations. Would you agree with that, or am I overlooking something on our list?
I think Ultimate Team, and it may, Ultimate Team might go above the video, maybe even above the video. I don't know if I'd put Ultimate Team above the first seven, but Ultimate Team on NCAA was unique because you got to play as guys that you never play with. Like,
right.
Madden Ultimate Team, oh, you play with all of the legends that are always in there. And right. You play with all the current players. You know, it's always, you know, it's right. It's no different.
I can go with Ultimate Team there.
NCAA football, you know, people are going to be able to play with Tim Tebow. You can't really play with him anywhere in a PS5 game right now.
Especially with him not playing baseball anymore. You're right.
Tommy Frazier, Doug Flutie, you know, a lot of college stars.
There's a lot of guys who were great in college who didn't do much in the pros. So like your body of, you know, your pool of players here is exponential, really. I mean, I know it costs money and you got to go get them, but I see your point. I mean, there's so many players you could pick from. I can see that. But also, I know we're going to get ripped on this because there's going to be a lot of people who are going to say, you don't have that dead last. The community doesn't want that in the game. But it's one of those modes, it's polarizing. You either love it or hate it, generally speaking. I'm indifferent. I'm one of the few that's probably indifferent on it. It is going to be interesting to see what they do with it, though. Will they make it as deep as Madden's? Or will this be just kind of the appetizer for college football fans? Or for football fans, and then they keep Mutt as the big one, and this is just the appetizer. I think college football fans would be happy with that because a lot of people are indifferent on the mode.
Yeah, I and it seemed like a lot of people played it, but it was also a long time ago.
Right. The world is, the gaming world has changed. I mean, this is something we can do a different show on, but I mean,
a lot of people are soured on Mutt now.
It's very vanilla in terms of how they market it and how they engage with the community. It's very vanilla right now.
It's, yeah, I don't know. I wish we had numbers we could look at, but I guarantee you it's dropped off.
I don't know. When COVID kicked in, the Madden 20 went through the roof and their engagement went through the roof, and Madden 21, at least according to EAPR, their new statements, which I don't think they embellish too much. I know they probably do some, but they're usually pretty accurate, you know, record sales and engagement the first few weeks. So I got to think if the game has record engagement and sales, Ultimate Team probably has pretty close to record engagement and sales. But I understand on social media, of course, social media sometimes is deadly accurate and sometimes it's deadly wrong. So it's one of those that you never quite know how to judge something. I know at least I don't sometimes going through it. You think something's the worst thing in the world on social media, but you go out and talk to people who aren't on social media and they're like, well, that's not our opinion. We don't feel that way.
Maybe EA just takes it for granted now because they know it's money that's in their pocket and they don't try hard enough on it because they know people are not going to quit it. But it almost seems like people are quitting it. Like, it does seem like all around people are not really caring about it as much as they used to.
Of course, we don't see the numbers. I see where you're coming from, but I have a feeling that since 20 and 21 have done gangbusters for EA, Ultimate Team's probably have to back the Brinks truck up every night outside the studio to unload the money. Do you think user controlled celebrations at 10?
Yeah, I think user controlled moments are it's cool. I always like pulling out the first down on a wide receiver that gets a first down. I always like picking the touchdown celebration, even though it needs to be a little more tweaked. It's kind of cool doing something on a stop. You know, the idea is there, and for the most part, it's kind of cool. But like I said, with the stuff I've mentioned, but yeah, there's things that still need to be worked on also. And as long as they add that last one animation, I'll be really happy.
I'm going to have to find a video of that to put in the final version of this, by the way.
Or just record some gameplay of
08.
You'll eventually come across it.
It won't take very long. So we have that in. Like you said, there need to be some changes, but then you see the potential with it. Colleges have more specific, especially hand gestures and celebrations. Okay, that's our top 10 so far. And granted, they could always change once we get some other items in. We might come back at the end and reassess and think, boy. But to recap, if you're listening on the podcast, here's our Madden 21 feature draft. Number one, franchise online dynasty. Number two, file editing and sharing. Number three, updated playbooks. Number four, a single player story mode. Five, the next gen play call system. Number six, the superstar X Factor and superstars. Number seven, game styles. Number eight, an opening video. Number nine, Ultimate Team. And number 10, user controlled celebrations. We are excluding accessibility options and exhibition play now because we feel those are given to be in the game. Okay, so that leaves us down about nine. We've got about nine more to sort out here. It's weird. Like, the yard is a feature that if you wrote down the synopsis on a post-it note and said it's, what is it, 7v7, I would think there's potential. But again, we're not doing potential here. But just, okay, go in and play a little arcade mode but it's not you're deep not playing, and not engaging.
Yeah, and you're playing it with fake players. And you're playing he's like, you might as well just go play it in Madden.
Yep. And I'm kind of surprised that Madden introduced Superstar KO in the yard in back-to-back years. I would have to think that those two modes are similar enough that they kind of cannibalize each other. Mm. But then Superstar KO, I don't think, didn't get the love this year that it did last year. So it makes me think with EA's kind of track record, people say that they add a feature and they never come back. They never give it the depth you want. So it's going to be interesting in 22 to see if the yard gets any more attention or if it's some other new mode they go to. I think maybe a halftime show. I don't know, though. It's one of those that I think when NCAA football added in the ticker, ESPN ticker at the bottom, that kind of scratched the itch people had to know what's going on around the country. And it had those brief in-game updates. And generally, when you play like a football game, you want the halftime to be you going in and making your adjustments in your coach's screen. I mean, I like the idea of it. I know the community has always wanted a good halftime show. But I also understand and realize a lot of people are going to skip through it and it's not going to get the use. So maybe that does not go there. Maybe it's too early. Dynamic goals. Does dynamic goals go in here? But then, like, it's tough because in Madden, it feels like something that's kind of lost at sea in terms of why is it so important now for this wide receiver to get touches or this guy to get a touchdown, or I need to throw it in the end zone. You know, in college football, it's just getting the end zone. I mean, if you want to have a roster management thing, that's something different. That's a different mode. You know, if you had to manage morale and playing time, that's something different. Dynamic goals doesn't really seem to address that, in my opinion. Key moments, but then NCAA Bowl kind of had that with the coordinators, because you go out and you could run the offense and then supersede the defense. Key moments always seems, in my opinion, to skip too many, big plays. You'd be buried before you had the ball sometimes.
It was kind of cool at first when you're in a pinch and want to get in and out, but then at the same time, it really took all the fun out of it. So then it, in the end, it just ended up, well, I'm just going to go back and play the full game anyways, because it's more fun than doing the play the moments.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those that as is, it's not going to be high on the community's list, I don't feel. With esports, some kind of esport mode. But then in Madden, their esport is always tied to Ultimate Team. So I don't think that's going to be very high. I really feel like we might have hit a line here, that everything above this, above this line is pretty darn important.
Well, we got a top 10.
And everything below this line, they could take it or leave it. I would almost say the more we start talking about this, the college all-star game. Because how cool would it be at the end of a dynasty to go in and play and be able to play with all the top players in the dynasty? Because obviously you're seeing them on the awards list, you're seeing them in the Heisman list, you're seeing them on the All-American team. And I know in real life, the players get divvied out among several different, all-star games, and some players don't even play in them, but it's a video game.
Yeah.
So you could just take all the top players, put them in the Reese's Senior Bowl, for example, and you could play it.
And if they make a play and if they've won an award, you could pop the award up on a graphic on the screen of the award that they won.
I mean, there's a lot of potential there. And I know a lot of people have wanted that. So we're going to put college all-star game in there at 11. I mean, I think it's really kind of the line. I think we've kind of hit the point. Like I said, it's people want it, they don't want it. So though, now for those of you at home, we're down to dynamic goals, esports, a halftime show, key moments, licensed music in menus, next gen stats, Superstar KO, and the yard. Would it be easier if we work backwards at this point? Yeah. Of those, what is this? The community absolutely does not want. I would say licensed music in the menus is probably
no.
Nobody wants
people
that.
They want the bands.
That's right. They want the fight songs. They want the generic EA fight songs. They don't want
Little Yachty.
Well, I would say even back, you go back to, was it 06 that had, it was a lot of punk and indie, London Calling in it, for example. I mean, the idea was solid, because I believe that's when you had like your dorm room. So you're supposed to be in your dorm room and it's playing this music, but the community, they said, it's fine for a year, but we don't want this. We want the fight songs back.
Yeah. I think Naya next gen stats is good. It's got some cool stuff in Madden. You don't see it too much yet, but there's a few things where it comes up on, but if they can, eventually, if Madden can expand upon it, by the time you get to college football, it might be a cool thing to see with all the things that you can do with it.
Do you get a lot of variety with it? I do not, but that could be my play style though too. I get a ton on,
not now,
but wide receiver speed. I get, maybe I've seen one on a deep pass.
I've seen them on sacks.
Yeah, I have seen those too. It seems like it's mainly like,
I've seen it on run, couple of long runs. Like I've seen it on long runs, but yeah, if by the time the NCAA, comes out, I think maybe, I'm hoping that they have expanded upon it enough to where they can dig in and include team stats, trends, and other things that they do in real life. And hopefully, I'm not holding my breath on that, but hopefully if they can expand upon it, I think that could be the good next one to put in there.
Are you putting that, you think that's a 12? I would almost say halftime. I know the community has always wanted a halftime show. I would think halftime show 12 and next gen stats 13. Could you live with that?
Yeah. Everybody skips the halftime show though.
I know it. But there's a group of guys who would want it. But I'm just going off historically, a lot of guys who want a halftime show.
It's like it was like cool to see it first, but I just want to get right back in and play it. I don't want to sit there for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I don't watch the Madden halftime show. Now maybe if the college was ramped up, but I'm just going to go off the community historically. Halftime show has been pretty darn high.
You need to make it interesting in a minute or less, probably.
Yes. And like I said, the ticker, I think when they added that in NCAA football, kind of took away some of the demand for or need for a halftime show because you knew what was going on around the country, especially with those cut-ins they did. So we're down to dynamic goals, esports, key moments, superstar KO, and the yard. Would it be easier now, again, to go back and put, I would almost say a superstar KO has some, celebrities or I believe some legends in it, whereas the yard, I think it has some fictional in there as well. Or I shouldn't say fictional, but I mean, it has non-NFL players in it because it had Giannis in it and I believe his brother. So we talked earlier how some of these modes would have generic players. Well, with superstar KO in the yard, especially if year one doesn't have licensed players, who the heck's going to be playing in it? So we have the yard and superstar KO. Just it's when you start thinking about unlicensed game as we're potentially facing in year one, just the player base. I don't know how you populate that. Plus, you have Ultimate Team for your previous legends, and EA, I think, is going to prioritize making money. So that's why I think the yard and superstar KO just don't carry over very well to college football, at least right now, without being reimagined a little bit. That's going to leave us with dynamic goals, esports, and key moments. JB, I think we both mentioned dynamic goals. Now, granted, we agree they need work in Madden. They're going to need work here in college football. But I think if there was some component that was more realistic and took into account other factors, I think dynamic goals would be higher. And I think it could probably go here at 14. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. And, you know, Madden does an okay job with it where they have at least in-game goals and then also season-long goals. So at least, you know, there's built-in stuff there to where room for growth in there. It just needs to be better.
So that leaves us down to two items, esports and key moments. I would say key moments would probably be the next one. If the game brings back carousel and you play as a coordinator, that's kind of your key moment, you know, where you just play on one side of the ball or just coaching on one side of the ball. Esports is a tough one because I know there's a lot of people who want to be competitive and want to play competitive. But if the game especially does not have a real life players in year one, and if esports relies on Ultimate Team like Madden does, I just don't know how well it's going to carry over for demand in the college football. I know historically NCAA football always had the on-campus NCAA football challenge. I don't know if they ever had any kind of online challenges or events too much, at least not sanctioned by EA. So I would go probably key moments in esports. And esports may have an asterisk. Like once things change, maybe that goes higher. That might be one of those in year two and three, esports flies up to a high item. Once people figure out what they can do with the game and how they can make it competitive online. Would you agree with that, or are we understating esports? I'm a little concerned now. Esports is very popular. When I see this list almost all but populated, my mind tells me it should be higher, but when I start thinking about it, I don't know where the community would want it any higher.
Well, it depends on, I mean, as it is now, no, esports is about competition, and it seems to me there's not much competition when it comes to with Ultimate Team. It's how much money can you spend?
Right.
So at this point, as it is, if we're looking at the way it is in Madden, no, it's going to be low. I'd almost put the yard and superstar KO above key moments, though. I just don't think it. And I guess for people, key moments is kind of important. I guess for people that don't have the time to play full games, I guess. So maybe it's a little more important there. So maybe we're at maybe that's the right place for everything there.
It's tough. You know, that was looking at with potentially a finalized list in the Madden 21 featured draft. You know, you pick one, you could really, you know, tweak it around. But
yeah,
I mean, you think about what the community has said historically, you start thinking about how Madden has done some of these features. I think this is a pretty good list. I know we're going to get probably ripped on some, and that's fine. But I think you take the community as a whole, I'm not seeing anything that really stands out as incorrect or wrong. And for those who are wondering, again, the excluded means they're going to be a given. So we didn't even bother ranking them. We're going to get accessibility options. We're going to have a play now. Everything else beyond that, I think, is up in the air. And there's probably obviously going to be, realistically, let's go back to, we're not going to rank them because we've already ranked enough. But you have to figure that coaching carousel, that ties into Online Dynasty. But obviously, that was a whole different feature implemented into it. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a top.
Oh, yeah.
Number two. That would be number two.
It was being asked for a long time.
Yep.
Before it finally got in.
And they've done it. And Madden hasn't even come close to even thinking of something like that.
No.
Home field advantage. That's going to be a high feature if we were to rank that, because college football that's so important in college sports. Madden, the stadiums look great and fans have wanted some kind of home field in that as well. and they've never really tackled that.
I just never liked the execution of it. I mean, shaking the screen and vibrating the controller. I almost rather like it, have it to Madden where it's just not there, you know, to be honest. But
I like that they try to do something to represent it. I mean, I agree with you, but the execution is not for everybody. But they tried. You know, fans have wanted it in Madden for a long time, and we never got it. Mascot mashup is probably not a high demand thing. Online Dynasty, obviously, that comparison ones to one, that's number one. Play Now is given, it'll be in there. Single player mode, we have high. Season mode, we did not put in. That's one of those that you can do it on your own. You just play a season and say, I'm not going to do recruiting, and then restart when your season's over, you know, in your Dynasty. Stadium sounds, obviously, any kind of presentation to make every school unique and different. I think that it would be probably a top 10 off the top of my head to squeeze in there. I think team builder is probably a top 5 to 10 easy. And then ultimate team, obviously we had that about what, number 9 or 10, number 9. But that's one of those that there's going to be some people who we're going to get ripped because some people are going to say we have it too low. And some say are going to say we have it too high. So we probably got it about right.
Mm-hmm.
So let's wrap up our Madden 21 feature draft. Again, to recap what this was, we looked at all the features in Madden 21, some that were new in 21, some that were added over the years, and thought, which ones would the community want to see make the move into year one of college football? We based on the feature making a one-to-one change NFL to college, not on any modifications or what-if scenario. So here, if you're listening on the podcast, here's our final rankings. Number one, franchise, Online Dynasty. Number two, file editing and sharing, especially for customization. If there's a lot of schools missing or just if people do cool things with playbooks or rosters, you're going to want to be able to share that. Number three, updated playbooks. That's going to be big with 130 schools. You never know what teams are going to run. You never know what the roster and personnel that they have, what they're going to run to maximize their talent. Number four, single player story mode. That's always been highly requested. Road to Glory, very popular. And now on Next Gen, if you could add a story aspect to that, that would be tremendous. The Next Gen play call. It's one of those, I know that's going to be probably controversial. We have it so high. But if you play a lot of Madden, you know, lash in and go to this, I think it's so much better. And I think the community kind of feels that way as well, but it needs a little work. Superstar X Factors and Stars. This is probably one that if we were going to move, it could move up, but I think top six is good to help differentiate those players and make the star players really stand out and just the greats stand out. Game styles, let the people kind of customize their playing experience. Number eight, a great opening video. That's going to be expected after what we saw in NC 11 and 12. First year back, people, when they put that disc in or fire up the game, they're going to expect an awesome video. Number nine, ultimate team, probably based on how we saw it on 14, to be able to play with so many players you can't play with otherwise. Number 10, user-controlled celebrations. Let us have a little fun on the field. Obviously, it needs a little bit of rework and improvements from Madden, but it's a good core starting point. Number 11, a college all-star game. That at the end of your dynasty to go in and play with all the great players that you got to see or compete against. Number 12, a halftime show. It was all something the community has always wanted. Again, JB and I mentioned that a lot of people are probably going to skip it. It's one of those that either going to love it or you're just never going to see it. Number 13, next gen stats. We agree it needs work in our rankings period. We kind of felt the top 10 were pretty much givens that people were going to want to see sooner than later. 11 through 19 are things that probably can wait if ever go in. 13 next gen stats we mentioned might need a little work, but it's something cool that Madden added into next gen Madden. Number 14, dynamic goals, probably would need rework to be more desirable to the community, but to give you something else to think about, at least it's in there. 15 key moments. Kind of already had that in the game, as we mentioned earlier, in the carousel mode, when you could play as a coordinator. This kind of basically sim half the game. Esports, I think the game's going to be fleshed out a little bit and even just see how it plays, period, before you start tackling kind of esports. And the community's not going to want that very high, in our opinion. Number 17, the yard. And number 18, Superstar KO. Two modes that we're just not sure how they're going to translate into year one, given what we know with the teams and the potential, no licensed players in the game. And the item that Madden has and makes a big deal of, and a lot of sports games make a big deal of, licensed music in the game and the game menus. We just don't think that, you know, after it, I believe it was NC06, I hope I'm not wrong on the year, but basically they had it a long time ago in the game. It was fine for a year, but people just, they wanted the fight songs back. So with that, we're going to wrap up the show. Make sure you follow us at Gaming Tailgate. I'm at CDJ80. JB is at JB Huskers. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, and let us know. Check out the comments. We're going to put the field into the comments. You tell us what you think, how you would have ranked these. That way we know, were we on base? Were we off base? Let us know where we're at. JB, what's your final thoughts on the show tonight? And what we talked about with the Madden 21 feature draft.
I think it's a good list of ranking what we have in Madden and bringing it over to NCAA football as is. I think it's a good list. I think it's pretty accurate. You know, there might be a couple tweaks here and there, but overall, I think we got it pretty spot on the first try.
I think so too. And we wanted to tackle something feedback. I know we got 2 years of potential feedback shows coming at you. But I think this was kind of a cool one that maybe we can make an annual tradition. Come back next year when Madden's all done, when they're done adding big updates throughout the year, and give some thoughts on how we'd like to see them come into football and where the community would rank them. But that was fun, JB. We'll have to do it again. I always find with our shows we've had back so far, when we're speculating, the show's kind of slow and we kind of have to script it out a little bit and got to think a little bit. Here, when we got to dig into the game, we play a lot of Madden, we play a lot of NCAA football. To me, it went really quick because we're very passionate about it. We play the game a lot. It was pretty easy to talk about all these things and fly through it. It's much easier when we have concrete info and not speculation. Well, with that, everyone, well, thank you for watching again. Make sure you check out the comments and give us your rankings. Let us know what you think. Everyone, thanks for watching and have a great night.